Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, I am so happy to come your way again, and I've been telling about the big trip that old Brother Marv Betcher, bless his heart, and this old preacher, we'd hoped to have another driver along, but it wasn't possible, and we figured it out where Marv could drive his 10 hours, and we could be off, and fit it all together, and that's the way we did it. And I've taken you through the first couple of days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and we're down to Sunday in that Sunday morning service at the Ekalaika Community Church. The people came out, and what a blessing it was to see the love and affection. And as we ministered and lifted up the Lord and the praise, and we've been able down through the years to minister. My first church was a supply pastor, the Baker, Montana Wesleyan Methodist Church, and went over there just a green kid and still in Bible school and college, and that was the summer of 45, so I had several years behind me. In fact, about 5 years and 1 year to go when I was at that time going to the Indiana Wesleyan University. Now it's gotten big, but it's been, for years and years, it was just the old Marion College, and a lot of missionaries came out of that place. And I went back there for my upper class work, and that's where my degrees came out of. And that summer, as I preached up there in Baker, I don't know, I just took it for granted that everybody was my friend, because my dad-in-law, old Gilbert Clockseen, was a friendly guy, and he's pretty friendly with everybody, and he introduced me to the Ford garage owner, Vic North, and I got acquainted with the hardware store man, and got as acquainted with the bankers, and they just were so friendly to an old kid preacher. And then I found out one of the reasons was the pastor that had been such a power in that little church was Archie Buell. And he was one of a kind. He was an old rural mail carrier out of North Dakota or someplace, and he was a rugged guy, and it never too tough a weather for him to get out there to his people. He was used to fighting the drifts, getting the mail through, and so I kind of rode in on the friendship and the reputation of those kind of people, and I didn't realize. I just went to work and cleaned up, and the parsonage needed painting. They got the paint, and I started painting things up, and people began to come, and they'd invite me out, and I'd go out because I was batching, and I'd get a nice meal, and they tended to it and get to visit the ranches around there. And now there's a lot of those people. Some of them were my Sunday school kids. They're now grandpas and grandmas. But little old Betty Schuler, she and her brother and her sister used to come to the Sunday school, and they laughed years later how much I meant, and they shared that, and I appreciate it. It was encouraging to me, but they related and laughed, and it was a time when Billy Graham was getting to be well-known and was the talk of the Protestant conservatives, and that little old kid said, well, we got a better preacher than Billy Graham. They said, who? He said, well, his name's Don Klein, and he tells stories, and we like him. Well, I tell you, I've heard a lot of preachers lambast other preachers for being storytellers and say they need to preach the Bible. Well, Jesus was a storyteller, in case you didn't know it. And his followers, there was a certain man, and there were parables and so forth. But anyway, I've learned that to get the truth out, and some of those kids, including the Schuler kids, got grounded in the Lord. And now Betty is a key person over there at the Plevinus Baptist Church. And after we finish Sunday morning at Ekalika Community Church, we crawled in that 18-wheeler and we highballed it over there, the 50 miles or so to Plevna, to the Baptists. And they'd already finished their service, but they was waiting. They had the stuff stacked out on the sidewalk, and they're bringing it out of the church. And we zeroed in at 1 o'clock, and they got it loaded on, and we had a time of prayer and rejoicing together. Then we hurried right on down to Bowman, North Dakota. We got in there at about a little after 2, and the Assembly of God people had their stuff all ready. And we got it all on, and we had to hurry right on because we had to get down there to the Lutherans and the next town, and we did that. And it was such a joy to stand there with some of those Lutheran people I've been ministering, and they've been helping me. I generally get in there once a year, and they save up household items and clothes. And we loaded that empty 18-wheeler down with clothing. Out of those churches, and then the final stop was at Hettinger at the Assembly of God for the evening service. And pardon me. And we were able to load it down and have a good service. And those people just didn't let us go, all of them. They insisted on putting some money into the thing to help pay for the fuel. And we appreciated it because diesel costs a lot of money. But if you've got a load to haul, the big rig's the way to do it, since it's the cheapest and most practical. And we got loaded up and had a good service. And then we headed west. That was Sunday evening. And we was going to drive into the night as much as we could and get back over into Montana. And we hoped to get into Miles City and hang up for the night there, maybe get a motel or do something. And it was cold that night. It wasn't like Montana can be, but it was down to 20 degrees or so. And Marv says, well, we'll make it all right. And he's going along, and all of a sudden it was almost time to quit. And you folks over in that country recognize Government Hill. It's about 10 miles east of Miles City on old Highway 12, and the steep place, long hill there. I remember when I was supplying the church up there in 45, Carnival was moving through and moving out east and going down that hill. One of their trucks and trailers lost its brakes, and the driver rode it down the hill and made it clear to the last turn, but he couldn't make it. He was going so fast and rolled the thing over and went over the bank. And fortunately, it didn't kill him, but it sure wrecked the truck. And there we set up on top of that hill out there 10 miles from nowhere. And Marv said, well, I'm done. I'm getting sleepy. I'm not going to drive. And I said, well, don't. And we crawled in the bunk. And somebody had changed the sleeping bags in that truck since I used it. And the missions that owned it before that we started. And I had a polyester super duper sleeping bag that's extra big, and I like something I can roll around in and zip it up and still turn over in it. But this bag was a quality brand and all, but it was an earlier model, and I about froze. Being old, and I'm the lightest I've been since I got out of high school. I weigh less than 180 pounds the other morning on the scales, and I was up to 225 pounds at one time. And the doctor that keeps me going and tells me that he has an assignment from God to keep me preaching to those Indians as long as he can, and to mind him, I've minded him, and I got my weight down several years back now where he wanted it. And I take the 13 pills a day, and my blood pressure and everything, I go in and check with dear Dr. Bulger every 2 weeks, and my blood pressure's checked. And he said he's going to get every mile out of my old carcass he could preaching to those Indians, and we're doing it. And I rejoice to have that kind of a brother and that cares. And his precious wife is a doctor also. And Dr. Bulger was a medical missionary in his earlier days, so we kind of relate. And that's the way it went. But old Marv, he was snoring in the upper bunk. He was managing to keep warm. And about 5 o'clock in the morning, I whistled at him and said, "We got to get out of here. I'm freezing to death, or you'll have nothing but a corpse." And I'd recited the cremation of Sam McGee to him, old Robert Service's poem about the guy that froze. By nightfall, the corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee, he laughed at it, but my teeth were chattering, and my hands and my legs were shaking like it's cold. But he got that old engine running, and we got to rolling. We pulled into town about 10 miles. We could have stopped, but couldn't make it. And that's the kind of a guy Marv Betcher is, and I like him because he don't try to drive while he's asleep, and he's never put the truck into a guardrail like some have. Neighbor, God's had his hand on this old preacher, and I give him the glory. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Join us tomorrow as Deborah Klein has a special interview with John Bush on First Nation Ministries.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.